All right. Topic of today, we'll mainly be discussing the halacha of Leisigzo, Leisignoi, Leisashoik. It's not going to be for this week, it's going to be for a few weeks. They gave this topic alone. Gezel Yisrael, Gezel Akum. Before I start, I want to give a short hakdama, which I think it's very important to today's topic. In this week's parsha, Parshas Mechukosai, it says Mechukosai Teleichu. So Mefarshim asked Akasha, what does it mean Teleichu? So I saw brought down from Magid Mekelm. He says with a marshal, there are a bunch of people sitting around a table, and they're eating a meal. After they finished the meal, everyone got up to leave, and one person was still sitting. One person was still sitting on the table, and he wasn't moving. And they understand, everyone got up, why didn't he get up? Until they saw that Lailano, he didn't have any legs. He couldn't get up. He didn't have any feet. That's why he couldn't get up. So while they were sitting, it was a nicker who didn't have legs. But once they get up, everyone walks, and he can't walk. So you can see there's a difference. Nicker, they have the difference. So he says, that's shat, chukosai seleicho. When people sit in the Beis Medrash, everyone sits and learns Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra, they learn all the halachas of Geneva and Gzela. Everyone's the same. But when they leave the Beis Medrash, they go out into the working world, then you see which ones are the ones that took Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra with them, which one didn't take with them, who was stealing, and who took the Torah with them, who didn't take the Torah with them. And that shot with the Chidor speaks out, Bechol Drechecha De'ehu, even by Achila Shtia, Masa Matam, he has to know to realize there's a Rabbi Shem running the world. The Gemara Shabbos says, in Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, the first thing when you come to Shemayim, they'll ask you, Nasat Masat Amuna. Well, you're yeah, in business. How did you deal with in business? So, Chaya, a person goes through 70, 80, 90 years of his life, finally comes up to Shemayim. That's the first thing they should ask him. It would seem to me the first thing they say, Were you Shemesh Shabbos? Did you daven every day? There should be more important things to ask. But Vice says from Chazal that one of the most important thing is how you live your daily life in business. You see, Chazal held how important this Indian of Nasav Sata Amuna. How we erlich in business. Because why? Because the tachas of learning all the years a person beforehand has to come to day maisa. And you see from Chazal that the ikka thing is how a person deals in dinim maris benolim achabayrai. Interesting insight I once saw, I don't remember from where, it says kedoshim to you, and pash kedoshim to you. And then after this right, it says, what's kedoshim to you? I would think kedoshim to you should be holy. What's holy? You should go to mikveh every day. You should be in dusha tara. Be careful what you eat, what you drink, and so on. That's kedoshim to you. What does the pasuk say afterwards? Laisignav, laisachashishu, laisasav amishvut, ki kadoshani Hashem lakechem. You see, the Baruch Hashem has different ideas what kedush is. Kedusha, of course, Kedusha is do many things which is Kedusha. But the main thing is, it's like Signaiva, like Sigzai, like Sikhashu, like Sasava Bamishbat. They say over a story from a Chazainish. A person came once to a Chazainish and said he did a Merdika Shidduch. He was able, his daughter got engaged to a Chasin, who's a big time a Chacham, and a big Yir Shemayim. So Chazainish answered back, the Chazainish said, that you took a chasid tamu chacham, that's efshet mevar. You talk and learning with him. You see, Talmud Chacham. Yishamayim. Did you ever deal in the Yoni Mammon? How do you know he's a Yishamayim? Did you ever deal in business? That's what Chazon Ish answered. So we see that the way the Gdei Yisrael Chazal, Gdei Yisrael looked at things differently than we look at. They sell from Sunda Salant that it's Eshef a person to be Emissi Yishamayim if he didn't learn the Halachas of Chashem Mishpat. That deal ben any yana of mamain and mitzvahs ben alma chaveray. It's interesting. Taisus and brachas. Daf yud aleph yes akasha. We know we go to every time you go to a sukkah, you make a bracha leisha basukkah. Eat a meal, breakfast, lunch, and supper. You make a bracha leisha basukkah. when you learn Torah, you say birchas Torah in the morning. Even though you stop learning. During the day, you're learning, let's say you learn again at night, you don't say again birchas Torah. So Torah says Akasha, why by sukkah? You make a bracha each time you go into a sukkah, and by learning Torah, you only make once in the daytime, that's for a whole day, even though you're masik in between. So Torah is a teretz. So I saw the Sat Merav gives a beautiful teretz. He says, by sukkah, you go out in the sukkah, it's a hefsik. He says, by learning, there's never a hefsek. You go home, you leave, you go daven in shul, you go home, you go to work. You have to be in business. Do you know any other benon lachavei? I know, gezel, aishik, all these halachas apply. So a person's whole day life is aishik and Torah. So the bracha you make in the morning goes for a whole day. So it's never a hefsek. It says in the Torah, Gdesha, Pashas, Kiseitzei, by tzaddik mishkalis, by the halach of weights, you shouldn't cheat on weights. And right after it says the pasha amolek, so Rashi says, what's the smichas of the weights with pasha amolek? So Rashi says, it's lashon Rashi, im shokata, if you lied by midas mishkalis, if you cheated by midas mishkalis, have a doig megira ayev, you have to worry about the enemies of amolek. So Netziv speaks out over there, and Amikdav over there in Pashas Kiseitzei, he says that someone who cheats in the Eske Mamon means he's not Maimon by Bani Shalom, because a Bani Shalom gives Panasa, means you don't believe in a Bani Shalom. Why does Amalek come? Because of Chson and Amunah. So it's Midi Kenega Mida. That's why Amalek comes. The Gemara says, interesting Gemara in Bava Basra. But Basra says, Rav Begezel, most people are Ganovim. Most people are even Sigzela. Meet by Arias, meet of Yidin, Ivan in Arias. Vakoba Lashon Hara. So Rashbam, look interesting Rashbam. Rashbam says, Rav Bnei Adam Cheshudim Al Gezel, King Gezel, Shemayim Leteva Masa Matam. What's Gezel? Doesn't mean don't say, most people pickpocket, steal from people. Most people aren't like that. But the more ahead when it comes to certain things, the masamata in business, la'akev ish mavir ha'ray la'la chavay, interesting case. Someone makes a business deal, and someone's is a shatkin over here. How often do I have cases, people come to me, they put together, let's say, a nursing home, they put together their nursing home, all of a sudden they go behind the back, and they make the deal between the buy and sell, and they let the one who put them together, the shatkin, the one who's, I say in English, the broker in between loses out. How often does it come like this? That the broker loses out at the end. They do things behind their back. Or they may change the price, make them think it's a lower price. They give him less of an amount of money. At the end, he doesn't get it. So that's the case. That's what Rashi speaks out. Rabbeinu Geshen says, Shemachazim b'masa matim shakrim. They cheat, they lie, and they cheat in business. They lie in business. The halachas of Chashem Mishpat and frat the halachas of Gzela doesn't mean dafka you go steal, which you go pickpocket or go steal from going to someone's house and steal. But we'll learn cases in the next few weeks when we talk about Hilchos Gzela. We'll see from many, many cases you can obviously Gezel even though you don't pickpocket or you don't go take away with someone else's wallet. There are many other cases you can obviously Gzela. And that you'll understand why Chazal say right big Gezel. Right big Gezel because it's not talking about Gezel going pickpocketing and tape, but it means in other Yoni Gzela, which we'll discuss in the future. I once heard, let me finish. I didn't say Aloch yet, there's nothing to ask on.
How can anyone be an aid?
Huh?
How can anyone be an aid?
He has to pass himself. He knows he's doing this cheating. He should say, I'm Michael the covered. I don't want to be naked. That's what he should say. Rav Shimon Schwab said once at a good convention, and it was printed. He said like this. He said, Barabim. And he said, and tell all your friends, he said, tell everybody that professes such a thing. These people who do Gezel, I know, even in the outside, they look like Shana mentioned, Yireim Mishleimim. That's the lotion he used. Yireim Mishleimim. I'm hitting on this. This is not what he said. If they go to mikveh every day, and they eat glatt kosher, and they eat, drink chol v'sol, only chol v'sol, they won't touch anything else. Even the next set of from Yidden. They're not trying to eat, they're not from Yidden. I, they daven every day, they keep Shabbos, those are not from Yidden. Because there's a chesaron in their emunah. Because they really were maimon in the Rabbeinu Shalom, they really maimon in the Rabbeinu Shalom, and they believe the Rabbeinu Shalom finally sakal, they were not, these people, they're kaifen ashgacha pratis. And the noik is going like the Rabbeinu Shalom is not around here, chas v'shalom. And they think everything is hefka. And asidin litit adin. This was Shimon Schwartz said at a convention, and thousands of people. In the future shul will discuss the halachas Gezel Yisrael, Gezel Akum, Mazik Yisrael, and Gnevis Das, and the halachas of Oishik, and Leisachma, Niska Shcheinim. Then we'll understand what Chazal said right by Gezel, that most of us don't keep the halachas properly. Alright. That's the Hagdama. Alright. Now we'll go to the halachas. The Torah Gadosh says in Parshas Kedoshim, Loisig Noibo, you should not steal. Then Loisashik Zarecha, Loisig Zal. Then the Torah says afterwards, Loisashik means you do it the Heter. Someone gives you money to hold on to, then when he comes to get it back, or he gives you a pekodin, he gives you a money to hold on to, or you have to pay something as a mashkin, as what? Collateral. And at the end, he says, you never gave me the money. So you know he took a behetah, but he doesn't want to give it back. That's called oishik. And loisigzo. So the Sefer Chinuch speaks out in Mitzvah Rosh Chof Ches. He says there's three lavim. It's all one union. It's asa, that says leisignoi, leisigzon, leisashik, it's all one union. It's asa to take imam chaveroi. Just a chilek, how you over the lav. Leisignoi tells you, you're not allowed to over the seisa. You can't steal someone's money without him knowing about it. That's isa deraisa leisignoi. Leisigzon is talking when you take money forcibly. Fahesia, everyone knows about it. You're over isa deraisa leisigzon. And loisashik means the money comes to mom and beheta, but when the person surveys the money, you don't want to give it back anymore. Marshall, a lot of times people give rent. They give 2 months ahead of rent, one security deposit for a month. Security deposit. Comes the end, they want to move out. They don't want to return the security deposit. Zayla. Sometimes you push off a person, you don't want to pay right away. It's old Zayla. And these are lochas and chashimishbet and hichas geneva. Starts from Shim Memches until the end of Shinayin Zayin. Right. The Mechaber says in Shim Memches Sif Aleph, the Issa also lignav afil kolshum din Torah. You know how to sell, steal even a kolshahu, even less than shavu pruta. You know how to sell, even though it's not moment. The din is you have isik zela. So the Sma speaks out the reason why the chayre it's less than shavu pruta. So it says chatzi shi osim na Torah, and since speaks out the Mechaber Shinayin Tes. Sefalov. And the Sma speaks out over there, the same thing over there in Shinan Tes. Just the Mechaber is Maisif, the Avizdava, the Lekker Man, the Kopid, he says in Shinan Tes, that if a person is not Makbid, less than Lekker Man, the Kopid, and he's not Makbid, then it's okay. And the Mechaber says further, he brings the quote to Yishalmi that says that even a case with less than Sharputa, Asmidis Chasidis Yinalauta. And the Sma says the reason is the Machlok is what the reason is. The Sma says the reason is, the Sma Sif Kondal says, because each one will start taking less than Sharputa, and nothing will be left to the person. That's one thing. And the Chazarini says, Msechtes Demai, Simazayin Sif Kondal says the reason is, of the Isham is, because it's Mago, the person, if he takes less than Sharputa, he's magot to mazalz is a gezel, and you're afraid of Anashim Shehinu Meganim, they'll take even, after a while, they'll take more. So maybe it's also. So if it's less than Shaputa, you should not take. It's better, the Aruch Hashem speaks out in Shinun Tes, that if you know a person's makbid even less than Shaputa, it's also. And certainly if it's Omer Tzavech, he's screaming and says, I don't want you to take, and you take even less than Shaputa, then there's Issek Zeila. Another halacha of stealing. The Mechaber says in Shimon Chesef Alf, also lignav afila deres chayk. You're not allowed to steal even deres chayk. Or afila masa haza. I take it temporarily and I'll give it back. Yoyb Issek Zeila. So, the Sma speaks out that what's called amnasa haza, hainu shaylocha l'tzarchay. Lazir beinei. That I'll take it, I use it temporarily, but I'll turn the same, there won't be no damage. As the same chavitz I took, I'll give it back. Yoyb Issek Gezel. So Lashon Mechaber says, what's the reason why? Is because Kedei Shalei Yagav Bekach. That's the Lashon Mechaber. Kedei Shalei Yagav Atzim Bekach. Shemi Mago. So is that Issa Dereis or not? So Lashon Mechaber is Emerson Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is in Geneva, Perikav, Halach Aleph. So the Lachem Mishnah speaks out, is Mashon Lashon Rambam, that's Issa Drabonon. It's Issa Drabonon. Because it says the reason Shalei Yagav Kach means it really is not Issek Zeila, just you should come to Imago. So he learns that it's only a smach to be alma, and the pasuk is only a smach to be alma. It's only Issek Drabonon. Let me finish. However, Pashas from the Gemara in Bar Metzia Samech Aleph on Beis Mashu to Lima. The Gemara learns Almanas, Almanas, Almanas. I feel there's chayk. Almanas will make it. All these things. It's the Gemara learns out from pasuk. Raisa to Raisa. The Lavush. And Simen Shem Emches Sif Aleph speaks out that's Issa Deraisa. And same thing speaks out the Hemik Shela, the Netziv. Hemik Shela, Simen Dal Tziv Konhei. And same thing is Vaisteis from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Hichus Gzela in Siv Gimel. Vaisteis from also like that, that's also. And Kuntus Achen from the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Siv Kon Gimel, that's the Raisa, also the Raisa. He says, I, the Ramam says, so the Shulchan Aruch speaks out in the Kuntus Achen, he says that it's that's derechet of the Rambam. Sometimes explain the reason of the pasuk, but really means it's asim in atayra. And the same thing speaks out Ramoshin in the Dibris Moshe in Bamatziad Simanayim Beis in Ha'ara Yud Aleph. He says clearly that's asim in atayra, and he says same atayra as the Kuntus Achen. That's only Derech Rambam sometimes explain the mitzvah, but it's Issa Deraisa. And the Menachas Chinuch says even further. Menachas Chinuch and Reish Chav Dalet Sefal says you get Malkus. If a person takes something a Derech Schreik Al Nas LaHaza, you get Malkus on such a thing. Now, even though it only speaks it out, Shulchan Aruch only speaks it out in Hichas Gzeila, but not Hichas Geneva, the Levush speaks out. It doesn't make a difference. And Rish says clearly in Sifkon Beis. There's no nafkidina gzeila geneva. You get mal. Such a thing. Yoyves adaraisa. And the same thing out the shilta's claw in siman dalid sifkot hay and dibis moshe in the same place we mentioned before. It is this no nafkidin ganav and gazan. The halachas are the same. I saw in the sefer teres lemelech. That's from Rav Palm on Chumash, and not on Joshes. Rav Palm on Joshes. So he says like this. Interesting halacha. People, you don't even think about it. And that's what it is, right begezel. People don't even think about it. That there are people that steal chafetzim from their friends. And they hide it temporarily. You know, make the person, you know, let them look for it. They hide it somewhere. And, you know, to tease the person. Hide it. And they find it, I'm not talking about afikomen. Sometimes they hide it. And then, and the person starts looking around. Where is he? Can't find his eyeglasses. Can't find this. Can't find that. Even a person thinks that's not zero. I'm just playing games. You should know, says Rav Palm, according to this halacha, Yehoyve, it's a foolish in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that Yehoyve is a zero deraisa. And it says it's more motzoi with young children. You take something from a young child and you hide it. Or you take it from one hand, you hide it behind your back, he doesn't know, it comes screaming, you try it, then you change to one hand. You know how we used to do with the kids? That's Gzela.
He says, that's Gaila. There's no heter for that. Not only that, he says, and you wait till the child starts crying, then you give it back to him. And the adult who does it thinks he's only playing games. You should know it's awesome in our Torah. That's what he writes. And he says, not any further. There's other Surah Rav. He quotes a chinuch. He quotes a chinuch. What chinuch is the child?
We'll get
to that. Let me finish. Okay? The chinuch says, in Shin Lamed Ches, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, is also Issa Vainaris Devorim. Why? What does it say? The chinuch says Vainaris Devorim. Doesn't mean that's Kediba. Even Maisa also does Issa Vainaris Devorim. So by taking hide from the child, I might even say, I know it's the worm. And Santi speaks out in the Tziv, in Shiltus over there. Does Issa, I know it's the worm, even by Mesa. And Rav Palm writes further. He writes further. I'm not finished yet. Rafta Recha Kamarcha Yehivan. The Allah Sani Lechrechalai Savit. You don't want them to do to you, you want to do to someone else. And also Yehivan Halachta Bedrochav, he says. And Poshet Tzach Haveyar, Imu Shokala, it's a hepech and daka Hashem tzasa. And besides that, he says, he's not finished yet. He's not finished yet. He says, there's achzorius. You mitzah another yid. How can you mitzah another yid? Where's achzorius? Even for a rega. Even for a minyan al altar. And if you're not a mitzah, eina nokim meimida raza. That's what he writes. He's not finished yet. Then he quotes a Toras Chaim, a Chiddush Gadol. Toras Chaim is in Bamatzia. He says a chiddush gadol, but the Toras Chaim says a lalacha. He says like this. It says you're not allowed to steal. I'm not to make it. I'm not to tease somebody. So normally, what a person do? He tells his friend, you know, I'm going to take it from this kid or from this other person. I'm going to hide it. So he says that's why Toras says lashon rabim lo signoivu. Why say lo signoivu? Why signoivu? Because if I tell my friend that I'm going to do to somebody else, you have to stop him. You also have a signaivu. If you know about it, that friend is going to tease somebody else, you have to stop him. If not, you're accessory to Issa Geneva, and you're also, that's why Torah says Lashon Rabim, like signaivu. That's what Torah Chaim says. Even though you know he doesn't mean it only to fool around, you're also the one who's accessory to the thing also, is the Torah's Mazrim also, that you're also over in this love also. This whole halacha of doing this, if you do it to a guy, you know, it's a nasasachek. I hide something temporary from a guy. And my Rebbe said this, it could be joined by Yid. What about a guy? By a guy, the Mechaschinev speaks out, in Reish Chav Dalet, he says, there's no Issa, by guy I'm nasamekat. It's only, the Issa by guy is only if I take something, not to return at all. But if I plan to give it back, then I'm not ever Issa, I'm not ever. And says his Masha Shuchnoch Arav Nichz Gzela, but it, over here in Nichz Gzela Sivdala. But he says it clearly in our Chaim, in Simon Tafmen by Hichz Pesach, and Kutasach, and Sivka and Yiralev. And says his Fixat Abni Neza, in our Chaim, Shincha, Simon Shimchafei, Ois Yud. They says that Issa of Loisashe, of Al Nasle Meket, is only by Hichz Gzela, only by Yid, not by Goy. And same thing speaks out, the Tzela Chochma, and Chelegimah Simam Chesim, he's on Kamach Reinu like that. And same thing speaks out, the Pesach Hoshin, in Geneva, Perakal, Sifkot, and Gimel. That the Issa of Al Nasl Meket is only by Yid, not a Goy. So, by Yid, you gotta be very careful. By Goy, did you not have any Issa? One halacha. You got a question? What was the question? Chiddich, we'll get to that. Next thing, okay. In a minute. The Shilta says further, they'll talk about it right now. The Shilta says further, that if you take something to teach him, let's say you see your neighbor keeps a bike outside, constantly, always keeps a bike outside, and you know, it's easy, someone will steal it. So I decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the bike, I'm going to hide in my garage for a couple of days, then I'll learn his lesson, he won't leave his bike outside. Or something else. So you want to teach him a lesson, you know. So maybe you want to leave the stuff hefker outside. So he takes al nas. Just temporarily. He does it if he means it for a person's good. Like this will learn a lesson. Zakta shiltas, your ayve, issa, deraisa. You're supposed to do that. Even in Mechavah and Tevis on Nigzel, and you don't mean to Mitzah him. You mean if it's good, you're over Issa Deraisa. Is of course you can be Mechich him, you can tell him off. You're not doing right. But to take it without his shoes is Gzela. However, parents are different. Parents, you're allowed to, is allowed to take take something from the children, they shall learn a lesson. Why? Because says in Chashim Mishpat, Simen Ayin Reish, Siv Beis, that Metzias Benoi, Yubita, Yaktanim, Asmuchim Al Shulchanai, even though not Ktanim, but they're still at the table, Yareish Shaloi, belongs to the parent. So then if he takes a bike of the child and hides it somewhere, and puts it away, then the din is, it's his anyway. So he's taking his own chayfetz. So there's service muta. The Pischei Choshen says also, Pischei Choshen says, in Perikal Sifkot Yud Zayin, he says, a Rebbe in a day school, or even a high school, a Mlamed Tzedekes, that sometimes he sees the kid is playing with some tchotchke, is playing with something in class. And through that, he's not learning. He says he's not learning because he's mafriya and he's learning. So he wants to take it away from him in the chayfetz for him and give it back. So as long as he takes it away and gives it back l'achaz man, then the din is, you're allowed to, the Rebbe's allowed to do that. But never to return it back, and most curses, or let's say to destroy it, in most cases it's asa, unless, according to the eyes of the Rebbe, that if it's the takonis, even to destroy the takonis of Talmidim, then it's mutter also. And the Sefer Mammon Yisrael, it's quoted from Zalman Chaim Goldberg, and there's a tshuva back in Sefer Mammon Yisrael from Zalman Chaim Goldberg, he says that a Rebbe and a teacher are allowed to take from the student to the children should learn. Let's say they're playing with something, or you take it away for a purpose, they should learn better. Then he says the reason why, because since the Gemara says in Makkos that a Rebbe is allowed to hit a child, a parent, or a Rebbe is allowed to hit a child, the Gemara says in Makkos and Babasa, and also called Shulchan Aruch in the Yedei Sim Reish Mem Hei Sif Yud, so certainly you're allowed to take his money. If you're allowed to hit him, certainly you're allowed to take his money. As long as it's the Eris of the Talmud, then it's Murta for the Rebbe, even if he fails even to destroy it, he can destroy it then also. Let me finish. And Smash from Zalman Chaim Goldberg, that even to take the chavitz, even the child's not playing with it. He's not playing with it. It's in his pocket. He's not playing with it. But if you know he's not acting good in class, so you want to take away, even if he's not playing with it, you take it away from him, even if he's not playing with it. But you want to take away as a punishment, then the din is you're allowed to. Even if he's not playing it while he's learning. That's advice for him. Because why is it to Ellis a child to learn, or for a child to do better in the home and so on, you do as a punishment, that's part of chinuch of children, and therefore it's okay. Ramosha Paskin, that Bachur Yeshiva, that let's say they have magazines that are inappropriate, the yeshiva or the school has a right to take it away. Or let's say, something of a deserve, they're allowed to even destroy it, and there's no issik zela. Send and say Bachur Yeshiva, there's a law in the yeshiva, you're not allowed to have a radio. Today, you now have a cell phone. Today, well, what is it today? A laptop or an iPod. What else is there? You know, all these things that today the kids play and go meshuga with. If the yeshiva sees a boy has it, they have a right to take it. There's no exela. The whole mafin is learning. It's against the rules of yeshiva. They're allowed to take away. But when they leave the yeshiva, they can give out. That's man ends. Give back, take it home, and make sure you don't bring it back. The yeshiva has a right. There's no exela. And it's muta lechatchila to do that. Huh? It depends. If it's something that's inappropriate, like a magazine, dirty magazine, a lot of tear it up, destroy it. So what? You can have kosher things here also. They have to give it back. Unless it's something that has to do with znus or a desire or something like that. But if there's something, then they should give it back.
The yeshiva stated clearly before the child entered that they will take anything away. It's not appropriate not to give it back.
If they write, the yeshiva writes one of the rules, you have the kids have to sign before they come in, that if they catch you with an iPod or whatever these things, one of these things, that they'll destroy it, then it's Adas Kain, then it's no problem. They don't have to give it back because that's what they signed. But if they didn't sign, they'd have to give it back at the end of the Zman.
If I hide it
The parents. Whatever the boy belongs to the parents.
But if the boy got it in Matana,
doesn't make a difference.
So the parents would have to sign off on this thing also, as far as like...
Parents do sign off, if I'm not mistaken.
But it's older by Mitzvah.
Huh? Older by Mitzvah, same Malacha. Same Malacha. Alright. It's time Malacha, Shulchan Aruch, doesn't make a difference.
As far as, you know, the game with your kids, it seems it's okay then?
What?
The game with your kids, you said it was originally was a problem.
No, a game is to make high, to steal from a kid. If it's not for chinuch purpose, it's asad. Asad or isad. It's gzela.
But if they enjoy it, it's part of
if it's part of a game, you know, you gotta be honest with yourself. Okay? Alright. Alright. It's a gezel. It doesn't make a difference who you steal from. There's no hetzer to steal from a parent. From a brother, from a sister, or from a friend. Or let's say from a son. This case I get, come out once in a while. The children get a Yerusha from a grandparent. And the parent says, listen, Mashakana, my son belongs to me. They give a Yerusha, living, let's say $50,000. And the parent says, you know, I want to pay the tuition from their money. That's Gzela. They gave them, it's not possible you could take the money, unless the one who gave it, you're not allowed to. Same thing also. Even a wife. A wife is Issa. And a wife. Does this exist also? Let's say she gets more stock than she can. Let's say he has a limited income and she decides she wants to give $1,000 to her maesed or $1,000 to her brother or sister who's poor. And the family doesn't have it. That's Xayla. If she has her own money working, that's something similar, that's something else. But if it's her husband's money, does this exist? And also it's another case that comes up. I hate to say it, but there are cases come up like this. That some of our people have elderly parents. And they can't take care of themselves. They're in a nursing home, or they're taking, they have, people, their livings that take care of them. And the parent has a lot of money in the bank. And the birusha is supposed to get the money. You can't touch that money until they die. There's no have to touch their money. It's gzela. They don't know about it. Let me finish. To take money, pocket the money, is not, if it's to pay for the help, that's mishalav, that's allowed to. But to take the money and just use it, listen, my child has to buy a house. I need $25,000. They're not really going to use the money. It's part of my rush. I want to take it now. And all the brothers I'm asking, it's gzela. There's no heta. There's no heta to take from that money. It's my machine, it's gzela. Let me finish. I'm giving examples. I'm not finished with the examples, okay? Even though it's written in Tzavah, you have to wait till a person dies. If there's still b'chaim, it's us to take it. Unless it's a case, a mocker, we know for sure they're not makpit. Even that case is not poshut to take, unless it's ruggle. Let's say the kansi will take it. Let's say, for instance, the parent was constantly giving every month $1,000. And then they became senile, they became dementia, and these things. And you know, this is their ratzon. They would have done it if they were okay, they would give it, then it's okay. But sometimes they take out $25,000, because one of your children need to buy a house and so on. That's gzela. There's no hetter for that. Any questions on what I said?
The Rav said that if the child has belongs to the parents.
Yeah.
The child got a yerusha from grandparents.
That's amnas for them to take it to when they need it, when down the road. They didn't give it for the parents to take it. If they're not going to up to the parents.
But for Shaita, but if the child gets anything,
he cannot. That's something else. It's amnas she'en v'shus. It's like amnas she'en. They give amnas she'en v'shus.
What about taking your kids' bar mitzvah money?
Okay, it's money. According to most poskim, it's okay. Okay.
So your right. Is not like mitzvah of a.
Nope.
Why is that different than grandparents?
Huh?
People gave it to the child should have it.
She have it when he, you know, down the road. When he'll get married, when he wants to sell in Kailo.
That's different than bar mitzvah money.
Bar mitzvah money is given as a cut, then it's not given al nashe and shus way. When the parent, grandparent gives it, if they want it to go to the kids, they want to lift it for grandchildren.
And bar mitzvah gift?
Bar mitzvah is not al nashe. We once spoke about in the shir. Okay?
What was the nafkamina? Why did you bring in that you pay for the parent?
What?
You said that they're taking care of the parents.
Taking a parent, that's a mishalav. Mitzvah kibbutz aim is mishalav. So you're allowed to take the parents' money to help to pay them. You don't have to pay the caretaker. Take care of a parent. So you can use the parents' money. You don't have to use your own money. That's not gzela. That's mishalav. That's zichamot. That's mifur shemachaba.
Right.
Listen, I have a lot to say. Yeah, what?
Even if the parent doesn't know about it?
Even doesn't know about it. You know, this is the rutzen to take care of them.
Oh, that's the rutzen. They said, don't touch my money.
But still, if it's but the thing is, you're not mochif to use your own money. It's only mishalav.
So you can take it against the rotzen.
Right, yes, yes. Okay.
Did you get money from the Israeli government? The child is a survivor of terror.
What?
The child is a survivor of terror.
Yeah.
Did you get money from the Israeli government?
Yeah.
For the child.
For the child. Depends what they give it for. If they give it for the for upkeep of the child, then it's okay. It depends what it's given for. All right.
The wife that was working, is that the husband's money?
The wife is working, mashakani isha kanabaila. That's halacha. Belongs to the, let's say if he's learning a kailo, and she's working, that's a different halacha. But we're not talking about that today. Tikkun seven ezra, it's not chosh mishpat. Yes. The one who takes it. The one who accepts it. She's a, both. The one who's giving it, the wife who's giving it is over gezel. One accepts is also over gezel. They're both over gezel.
How are they supposed to know?
Huh? Well, he's not allowed to take. He's not allowed to take more than a certain amount from a woman. If he knocks on the door, a woman gives a check of $18, he can accept it. If he gets a check of $500, he can't accept it unless he knows it's a gevurta. I once mentioned a case here that it's a true story. The Baal Meister told me a story that he came into the house and the wife wrote a $250 check. So the Meshulach was an Erech person. He says, listen, I can't take such a big check from you. You have to ask your husband. So he says, don't worry, my husband's masking. You have to ask your husband. So she went and called her husband in front of him. He says, there's a person here, I gave $250, he doesn't want to accept it. He says, I need your permission. So the husband says, he's such an honest person, write a $500 check. It's a true story. All right. Okay.
But if a woman sends a check to a yeshiva, the yeshiva's over on
gazelle,
you're saying?
He's not allowed to accept it unless it's
they know when they get the check in the mail that it's...
Well, it depends who signs the check. If a woman signs the check, you gotta ask questions. Unless she's a hamona. If she's a married woman, you can't take. Unless it's a kvirtiv. So a rich person, let's say, some rich person, the wife sends out a $1,000 check. You can accept it. But if it's not a kvirtiv family, you don't take big check just like that.
But like,
while she's alive, it's her money. She could do what she wants. Oh, that could be a problem. Depends. Usually, her money's working. Depends. It's her money or the husband's money.
Right.
Her money she can give away, but if she gets money birusha, she gets money birusha from her husband. She can't just stop and give it away like that. Because really, when a person dies, children go to all the money goes to children. Just the children are either young. Well, she needs it for her panasup. Only, no, but she can't stop and just give out money just like that. But that's halacha of Yerusha. It's halacha by Shmuz by itself.
Can the husband give Rishush to the wife to write out the check?
He could, right. He could, yes. Okay. Now we'll talk a little about Gezelakum. Okay. The Mechaber says, in Shem Memches Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says like this. Next week we'll make sure the air conditioning is on. Okay? Okay. Machab says, and Shem em chesif alof. Call ha-gainev afil shavapruta. Anyone who steals, even a shavapruta, ayva Allah le-signevu. V'chai v'shalim. Someone sells even more than shavapruta, he's obviously the raisa, and he's going to pay back. Echad ha-gainev moment Yisrael ha-gainev moment Shalakim. No nafkim Yisrael from a Jew or an angel. Yoibis ha-gezeru min ha-taya. Same thing speaks out the Mechaber and Simishin and Tess. Also Lizoik or Elashik afil ha-kosho. It's also still Elashik to hold back money when you're supposed to return it. Even ha-kosho. Beim Yisrael beim Yisrael. So Shach speaks out in Shimam Chesif conveys and smashing Mechaber's that Gezel Akum is Asim in Atayah. And Sanzi speaks out, and he writes, the Shach reads out, Sanzi invites the Mashal B'Shem Rambam. And Sanzi speaks out the Smag, and Loi Sesa, and Enesimin Kof Nun Beis. And Sanzi speaks out the Gro, and Shimem Chesif Kon Ches, and the Sivis is Shimem Chesif Kon Aleph, the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra, Simchav Chesif Hei, and also the Chakus Chaykov and Sifkon Gimel, And Sendik speaks out the Heshe Moshe and Choshe Mishpat Simu Kufhei Nabi Yehuda Madur Kama Yerdei Simu Pei Aleph and Shulchan Aruch Rav and Sifkan Aleph Sifkan Chav Gimel and the Chassam Sefer. These are all the Paiskim holds Osmei Torah. And the Chassam Sefer writes the Chedushim Tavay Dezara. Right Paiskim hold it's Osmei Torah. He says right Paiskim. The only one I found who says Osmei Rabbanan is a Shach. The Shach and Shinun Tes quotes a Mashal. And Shinun Sifkan makes it the Mashal himself holds, even though he quotes the Ram says Osmei Torah, Mashal holds, that holds the Dina, that gives the lack of Osmei Rabbanan. But Lamais it's Osa. Shal is Dreis Rabbanan. Right place come holds awesome in Atira. That's the Mechat. Dramor says like this. Dramor is Maisif. Im Yochel, in Mechabit, Dramor says in Shesiv Beis, Tois Akum, Kegoyim, La Toise Becheshben, Oy La Afkia, Havase Muta, to fool a guy, in a Cheshben. You make a Cheshben and you know, you edit differently so you should have, get more money back. Or to Mafkia Ava, Mafkia means if he lent you money, and then let's say he died, and the Yerushim don't know about it, so you don't pay back, you don't have to pay back, according to this day. Olavad Shaloi, Yoida, Loi, the lekker, case is no Chil Hashem. As long as no case of Chil Hashem, then you don't have to pay back, or you'll have to fool him. That's the first day, Ramah. V'yeshemim, the Asala Atoisai, Ella, is you now to cheat him? You now to fool him? I'm Tommy Atzmai, sure. But if he makes a mistake on his own, then it's okay. Those are 2 days or more. Do the third cheater, the Shach, in Shimon Ches, Sifkan Gimel, he says he eyes on the second day. It's the third cheater. He holds, even if the guy made a mistake on his own, and he doesn't know about the toys, still, it's not Muta, because maybe the guy did it on purpose. He's trying to check out if this Jew is an honest person, if it's a gazel or not. But if he tells the guy, the only way he could take the money, he tells the guy, listen, you're not here better than me. I'm trusting you. If you check the cheshbon and you give me the money, I'll take it. I'm samech on you. And you know the guy made a mistake, then only in such a case he keep. But any other case, toisakum is also. Ladina, Doch HaShulchan, and Shimon Chesif Kondez, Paskin like the second Shita. Paskin is like the second Shita. Sensei speaks out to Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, and then Yitzchak Chagbeis Simen Mem, Ois Beis. He Paskin is like the second Deya. And Sensei speaks out to Shulchan Nacharav, and Sifkat and Zelas, Dalad, and Noah Sifkat Yeralov. And the Shulchan Nacharav we have is some of it is taken away by census. So in the uncensored edition, the regular Shulchan Aruch is with a censored edition, but the ones that printed by two Sforim, by Imre Yaakov, he has a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, and a Rav Rashiya has also a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch. There he has the uncensored Shulchan Aruch. So there he says, and there he paskins like the second day. And also, in the Sefer Mam Yisrael, quotes from Yashi says, we hold the Dina like the second day. But he says, B'dievet, if someone did cheat a guy, you don't have to return it. Why? Because you can serve the sheet that hold that gets lakim. There's no chiyuv of giving it back. But the ma'aser adina we paskin that the cheater guy you're not allowed to. But if the guy made a mistake, it's okay. Then you can keep it. If you want to kai mid kiddush Hashem, then you give it back. But you're not mechuyifta. Let's say if a guy gave you change, a guy came and gave you a change. He's supposed to give you a $22 change, but he gave you $42. Extra $20 he gave you. And you realize it later, or you realize it even then. You're not much, a guy made a mistake, you're not much to give it back. You're not much to give it back. Huh? No, for Kiddush Hashem, it's okay. For Kiddush Hashem, if it's a Kiddush Hashem, we'll get to it. One second. Okay. Yeah. But here's the question of Kiddush Hashem over there. There, by the garbage, no one knows. No one's going to know about it.
If you don't know your Yid.
Huh?
If you don't know your Yid.
They know your Yid. Don't worry. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Right.
All right. The Sefer, what?
If he discovers the mistake and asks for it back,
you have to give it to him. Yeah. It's a question of Kiddush Hashem for sure. All right. The Sefer, Mami Yisrael, Kotsu Bar Yashiv, and Pun Alocha. And I know some people disagree with me, but I had a machlokes with a few people, but clearly, Rabbi Asher says clear like that. In the Sefer Yisrael quotes in the back of Tshuva from Rabbi Asher that says like this, that if an Akum made a mistake, let's say he sent a check in the mail. He sent you a check for $1,000. He doesn't owe you $1,000. He made a mistake. He sent mail to you. Someone's not chayv at all. He said, you're not allowed to cash a check. That's not called Tois Akum. That's called Gezel Akum. Why? Because I hear I'm taking a check and I'm cashing it for $1,000 cash. If someone sends me in the mail, let's say it's something, a chayfetz in the mail, so I keep it and so on, so God made a mistake, mail it to me, then it's okay. Sometimes you have, you mail order place, you order one chayfetz, one set of dishes, they send you two sets of dishes, so that's Tois Akum. But if I have to take something, let's say they give me a gift certificate, send a gift certificate in the mail, by mistake, or they send me a check, $1,000, and I go and cash it in for money, that's, Rabbi Asher says, that's Gezel Akum, that's not Tois Akum. Even though he sent me my mistake, but I go take it and exchange it and get it for money for it, that's called Gezel Akum. Clearly. I saw also Tshuva and Yemi Yosha. Not everyone likes to hear this, but anyway, Tshuva Yemi Yosha says like this, let's say another case. Let's say I went to a guy, I thought the guy owed me $1,000. So I go over to the guy, you owe me $1,000. He says, no. So I show him, listen, I tell him clearly, I know for sure I owe $1,000. Later on, you look at your books, you see he paid you already. And you made a mistake in your accounting. And you realize at the end you made a mistake. So Zokti Miyoshi, that's Gezel. It's not Tois Akum. If you go and survey him, the head, and you find out that you made a mistake in your business, and you survey him, you already paid already. Or I'll tell you the worst case of what people do, which is us, that's for sure it's Gezela. That no one can argue on. Double billing. Some people, they're doing business, they figure, you know, they send in a bill to a company, get paid. You send them a second bill. So the same secretary looks at it, I just sent a check, but sometimes you have five secretaries. One hand doesn't know from the second hand. So you arrive 4 weeks late, even the same secretary forgets about you sent one paid. That's Gezela. That's not Tois Akum. That's often Gezela. That you're not allowed to. So the immigration says that if I made a mistake and the guy paid, that's not considered, and then he saw you made a mistake, that's not considered, that's considered Gezel Akum, not Tois Akum. Unless it came by a terrible the other, if let's say for instance, a person, sends you a couch, or sends you like a second set of dishes, you only order one, you get two. Or sometimes you call a company, and they sent it out. And by mistake, they send out two things. Then if that's Tois Akum, then it's okay. For B'makom Yeshchila Hashem, then according to everybody, it's Asa. Even a Makom, let me finish. Even a Makom won't be Chil Hashem. In case it's not Chil Hashem. And there won't be Yisik Yisil Akum. But it's Oifin, that you give it back, there'll be Kiddush Hashem, Vada, you should do it. Even though you won't get anything on it. Let me quote. I have 10 minutes left. I have time for questions, I'll take. But I want to say a few things. There's a very important halacha. The Yisoid is Gedolus. There's a Be'a Gaila in Shem Memches and Aishei. I'm quoting his Lashon. Mani Kaisis Aishadaris. I'm writing this for all generations ahead of me. Be'a Gaila writes, Shem Yisi Rabin Godlo Ve'eshiro Mintois Shehito Akum. That they became rich from Goyim that made, the Goyim made a mistake. She hit the Goyim. They fooled the Goyim. Like Tzlicho, the people who fooled the Goyim and they took money from them, they weren't with Tzlich in their business. And they lost their possessions. Yadu Seyum Timoyim. Like Nicha Chavayim Bracha. And they didn't live a Bracha Achavayim. It says, Kumasha Kasa B'Sef Chasidim, tough Reshaim Beis. However, he says, Rabbi Masha Kitcher Hashem, according to his Lashem, Rabbi Masha Kitcher Hashem, Echziru Tois Akum, they gave back even Tois Akum. Not you fool the guy, but the guy made a mistake. Tois Akum, Bedava Choshev, Godlo, Veshira, Vetzlicho, Venicha, Yisro Aleim. They were successful, and even their children left over money for the children also. That's one thing. And I found later on, Tsef Echzidim, tough, Reish Ayin Daled, you can look it up. And he says, if you steal from Goyim, he says, and You die rich. You don't get away from it. Then Hashar Amedithloi. Yeah, and Ephraim is Aaron. They're from the children. The Baruch Hashem has cheshbonos. So the children lose all the money. Mashar writes like this. I'm quoting him Mashar now. I'm quoting his Lashon. Mashar, you can look it up. Ksuvis, Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mashar says like this. Rabin B'day Azeh. He says Rabin means a lot. And this is our generation. Shema Asim Oishe Shaloi Ba'amuna B'chila Hashem B'tzei Osakam. There are many people that gather money, shaloi b'amuna, and b'chil Hashem when they steal from Goyim. V'akach menadrim oisa momem liyisem kovach b'choshana. What they do is they build buildings with their names on it, whatever it is. And then they get covered and so on. Olosis lehem bracha mishabeach liyis lehem shameless feres ein ze'ela mitzvah abo b'avera. That's what he writes. Ve'en l'oisha azeh melech hakim. It won't have a kim. There's a medrash in Kehelas Rabbah. I'm quoting a medrash. The Lashon of medrash. V'tayv mi shu oisit tzedakah miyuta mishaloi. It's better someone gives small amounts of tzedakah. V'mi shu geizel v'chaymes v'oishik v'oisit tzedakahs g'daylois mishalacherim. It's better to give small amounts than a big amount of tzedakah through stealing. If you want to look up the medrash Rabbah, it's a medrash Kehelas Rabbah and per dalet oisalaf sifkat and vav. Ramban says like this. Ramban writes like this. That in Parshas Kisetze, Leisavai Esnan Zayna Mechekel Beis Hashem. You should not let the money from a Zayna Mechekel come to Beis Hashem. Ki Tavas Hashem Elekecha Gam Shneim. So Ramban writes, this is what Ramban says. You can look it up. Ramban is in Chav Gimel, in Devarim Chav Gimel Yotes. So Ramban says, the Zaynis, what the Zaynis used to do? They got money, got paid. They took the money and did the mitzvahs with them. Chasheves l'chabach atosam. They think it'll be mechabach and aveiros. So Torah says, Tareves Hashem, l'kecha gam shneim. The Beis Halevi writes, why is Parshas Truma after Parshas Mishpatim? What is the smichas of the Parshas? So Dr. Beis Halevi, beginning of Parshas Truma, you can look it up. It says clearly, first mishpatim, you have to make your money, kasha the gemani, through knowing mishpatim, not stealing, not leva zela, I know, all these halachas. Then after Zayn, you can give tzedakah. Then, only then you're allowed to give tzedakah. In the Sefer Tuvcha Yabil, in Parsha Shmini, brings on a mayadika, igra pirka, from the Chassidus Gadol, is a time when Tamidi Baal Shem Tov. He writes like this, why do you find sometimes children, they learn al pitaris hakadosh, and after them, they're begadol, the children, all of a sudden, they stop learning. They have no cheshek in learning, they have no cheshek in davening. And some even come and challah Shabbos. Where does it come from? So he says, I'm mighty gateretz. And he says, this is a lashon. Shakol av ein b'yisrael chayavim losin zeh alibam. So he brings a maram. I don't know who the maram is, but he quotes from maram. The sibah is because their parents gave them to eat from food that's from gezel. So I did master matam ainim b'amuna, and the mispatim they grew up with the surim, and throughout they have tivus and midas gruois, and that's what comes from that. And adrabba, a person comes to business has to do kiddush Hashem. Yishami brings on two moedik amaisis. One is a famous story of Shimon Shadrach, but there are two different quotes of it. One is Yishami, one is a medrash. Yishami is in Bar Metzia. Says like this, that two mices. One is, it's in Perek Beis, Halacha Hey. The Rishami says that the Talmidim bought from an Arab. They bought a malgoyis. They bought an animal, a chamor, a donkey. And on the donkey was hidden there was a malgoyis. Sorry, malgoyis is a jewel, pearls. Was hidden there, and they told him, hey, Rebbe, you became rich. You don't have to go work anymore. You don't have to work hard to make a banasa. So he says, so Shimon shall turn it back. Talmidim say, why do you have to turn it back? So the Kabbalah explains, first of all, even called Mani Yama, Gezlaka Mazasa, but Avedis Saka Vishor is Mutta. You don't have to give it back. So why do you have to return it? So he answered back, you think Shem Shadr's Barbari, what's Barbari? The Chat sign? Tavlai leshimim and shadach leshmaya tila kaisam kolaitis harimazah. It's better that the guy should say shemayach lebayisham than all the aitzis in this world. That's what the Shami says. And the Medrash has a little bit different story. That Shimon and Shata bought a donkey from an Arab. And the Amina went, they found the Evan Teva hanging on the tzavar of the animal. So they said, Pirchas Hashem Tasha, Rebbe, you came good, you came a wealthy person. So Shimon and Shata says, Chamor lakati, Evan Teva lakati. I bought a donkey, not a stone. So he gave it back to Shmuel. So the Shmuel, this Arab said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shimon Shadrach. That's a Medrash in Parsha Zekev. Right? Another Maaseh Shami brings down. Abba Oshia Yishtuya. He was a cleaner. He used to clean clothes, wash clothing. So once he brings down a Maaseh that the Malka, the queen, sent clothing to him to wash. And he found in the clothing, he found some diamonds in there. So he went back to her. He says, listen. So she says, you have it ready, keep it ready. I have so much money, I have so many diamonds, I don't need it. So she says, so she answered back, to Lashon Yerushalmi, Ariyase Gezeres Hachi D'Nazaveta. The Torah commands me to return it back. So Amar Baruch Elokim D'Yidoy. Kiddush Hashem. One more thing. Don't finish off. Adava Pella. This is Yisocha Ber Weissmandel. Said this over after the war, after the Second World Mechama. He says an observation, his own observation. I don't know if everyone will agree to him, but this is his observation. He said, why is it that in Germany, where Hitler Yimach Shemoi, that's where the whole Nazi movement started, and then it splashed the whole Europe, the whole world, the Nazi movement. It started in Germany. Why is it that in the German Kehillah, there are more of the German people survived the Muhammad proportionally from Hungary, Poland, and so on, from other countries. And also, not only that, they didn't lose their money also. A lot of them didn't lose their money from Germany. And the Yidden who survived the Muhammad, they came back with nothing. They lost everything. This is his observation. He says like this. He says, he feels the reason like this. The Yidden and Ashkenaz in Germany, they came to business, they were Erich in business with the Goyim. All the years they dealt with them, without cheating them. So Mela, they never took money from Goyim. So therefore the Goyim did not take away their money. However, he says, in Medinas with a lot of Nias and Dachis, like Poland and Hungary, a lot of Nias more than Germany. So Mela, they were matter themselves to do cheating and master matter with the Goyim. So when it came the time Hitler Mashimam came, so maybe the Goyim took away the Rechushes. Why did Banishim do it? Because they should get back the Rechush that the Yidden took from them. So maybe to get back to Banishim. So that's why, that's his observation. I don't know if anyone agrees over here, but that's what he says. So maybe we see over the Chaim Adrom of Gezel Akam, a person has to be careful. Mitzvah Hashem, next week, we'll go more into the halach is shutting with goyim, and also if you like to cheat on taxes, last session you take money from a goy and so on. We'll continue next week in Mitzvah Hashem. Yes. Huh? That's toy sakum. If it's a yid, if it belongs to a yid, you have to give it back. If it's a goy, you don't have to. Derech Ishkar doesn't help me. I just had a case this 2 weeks ago. The bank made a $10,000 mistake by me. So I went to the bank to tell them. They said it's ready in the computer already. They found the mistake. He says today, so the person in the bank told me today there's no mistakes. They, if they find something, they check it out right away. No, I do not believe. All right. Everyone's talking.